All right, Steve. So when we went to break, we were talking about how it's all over social media, all in the tabloids and everywhere, that you and Marjorie were getting a divorce.
I don't,
you have no money.
I don't get it, man. I do not get it. I don't know why people are not happy for one another. I just don't get it anymore, man. I don't know what people want, man. Do they not want to see nobody make it?
Where did it come from, man?
From anywhere. Bruh, the internet is full of lies. If you get your information off the internet and tabloids, you're in trouble.
Yeah, seriously. But Steve, I have to say, despite all that, despite all the phone calls we all received about your divorce and everything, you had the best clapback ever.
Oh, it was good now.
Oh, it was funny.
Oh, you had the best clapback ever. Can we play some of that? We have that clip.
And it was no rehearsal.
No, it was fun.
It was greatness, though. It was greatness, I tell you.
My son walked up, and we rolled. Let's go.
I was getting a divorce. I just read that online. Is that true?
Yeah, I heard that, too. You leaving me?
We're getting a divorce.
You leaving me?
I mean, I read it.
But if you leaving, when was you going to tell me?
I didn't know I was leaving. I just found out I was leaving.
I just read it online.
I read it too.
Where you read it at?
I don't know. I read it somewhere.
Well, when did they say we getting a divorce, though?
I don't know, Stephen. When we supposed to be getting one?
They said y'all was getting ready to do it right now.
Again?
They say we broke, too. We ain't got no money. You got to take all that back.
I got no reward.
Y'all got a filter on this where we can change the color where it look like she ain't wearing.
See, what you gonna do, baby?
We ain't got no money. All the money go. That's what they said. Hold on. I gotta go tell
them. Did you spend all of it or I spent all of it?
You spent the money. They said you spent all of it. You ruined us. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I gotta go talk to this pilot and tell him we got to get the hell out of here because we can't fly on this plane.
We just got to the Derby.
Yeah, but we got to go now because we ain't got no money for the plane. I'm going to tell the pilot we ain't got no money.
But Steve, what? How we gonna get home, baby?
We got to ride Uber, girl.
The best clapback ever, Steve.
I love
it. We got to ride Uber, girl.
Meanwhile, you're at the Kentucky Derby balling out. Oh, letting them haters know, Steve.
Now, that was Friday night we did the video. This was Saturday, probably in the middle of the divorce. I'm not sure when it was happening. But we was holding hands and kissing and stuff. But I guess you said, we was at Derby the next day. And boy, let me tell you something. We let them have Louisville, Kentucky, from the bottom of me and my wife's heart. Thank y'all. We did not know that was the event that it is.
Is it that fly dog?
It is absolutely spectacular in every area.
So we need to go next year is
what you're
saying.
Hey, man, the Derby is like nothing I've gone to.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
And Jay, the guy that drove you said he drove you the year before. Yeah, I drove Jay Anthony Brown.
You know what's so amazing about it? You'd be surprised about the number of black people that are down there. Now, they may not go to the race, but they go to Louisville, Kentucky for that whole weekend. It's parties all over, man. Yeah.
It really I didn't do none of that. I went to just ball of mess.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve, you and your friend Chris Tucker shared a funny moment, and the video has gone viral. Let's hear that.
What you doing here at the Derby, baby?
At the first time ever.
Last time I saw you were on the boat in South of France, now we're in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Life is great.
Yeah, I came to the Kentucky Derby as a pimp featuring bubble gum. Yeah.
And I'm a pastor. First Baptist.
Yeah.
Lutheran. You know what I mean.
Well, yeah, you a pimp too.
Y'all had a good time,
boy. Oh, man. Hey, man, I was with Tucker till 1:30 in the morning.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, man, we went to this man's house that throws a big
You went to somebody's house?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This guy throws...
Not just anybody, Tommy.
And first of all, let's start with his house. His compound.
Compound?
Okay.
Hold on. Let me tell you about this dude's place. this dude right here. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Junior Bridgman is my buddy.
Junior Bridgman.
Mm-hmm. And used to play for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
And he was he does this thing called the Trifecta Gala that I hosted the night before. I brought out Zap Band and Usher. Can I tell y'all something about Usher, man?
Mm-hmm. What?
Usher killed it at the Trifecta Gala. Usher wow. Raymond. Uh-huh. Usher Raymond put on the show, man. Usher Raymond was singing his ass off.
Still
wow.
Wow.
Usher Raymond put on the show and killed it. His opening act was Zap.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Them boys sound is bad, ain't they?
Exactly.
The same.
Like the exact same. Zap was the damn same.
Yeah, man.
Computer! My computer love! Baby! Mm-hmm. I mean, let me tell you something. Mo Bounce to the Ounce.
Still same.
They played dope.
And Doo-Wop Diddy, Steve, they kills
Doo-Wop,
it. They kills it.
Doo-Wop Diddy. Boy, let me tell you something. They had the people up. But I got mm-hmm. to tell you, man, and Zap killed it. I may do Zap with Saying the Soul one year, man.
Yeah. Bad.
They wow. fucking, man. But let me okay. tell you something. That damn Usher Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
That damn the Usher truth. Raymond was uh-huh. not playing.
He wasn't.
And then the next day was the Derby.
The Derby was next.
And uh-huh. so after the Derby was over with, we were in the Mansion Club. Mm-hmm. Junior Bridgman throws the Gangsterous Trifecta mm-hmm. Gala. And let me tell you something, man. Louisville, Kentucky, from the bottom of my heart, y'all's ass is players down there.
Yeah. Wow. All right, wow. coming up next, guys,
Louisville,
Reverend
Kentucky
Motown
is players.
And Deacon Def Jam are here with Church Complaints right after this.